from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Come on.
What?
Go ahead.
How many have we won?
Been like
19.
19 of 22.
22.
All right. It's pretty good.
Some would say it's the best this team's ever done in 22 games.
Some would say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Go ahead.
You want me to
say? It's your guy.
I just see our friend Stephen Coronado's in the chat this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Well, he knows Mike Schilt's coming on this morning, and he really wants us to talk bunting with Mike Schilt and his strategy and his 9-point plan and scoring system, grading system for bunting. Because he thinks that's the final piece of the puzzle for the San Diego Padres. I will once again reiterate, not only are the Padres playing fantastic baseball right now, I still think they are the best bunters in Major League Baseball.
They bunt a lot.
They bunt a lot. They bunt effectively.
They've done
a great job on their bunting. I can't even remember the last time they bunted and it didn't work out.
Crony tried to lay one down the other day.
Did he?
He got a
tough pitch to handle.
A red. He could get a red in his grades.
Right.
From that.
D, but, maybe a D minus.
Steve really likes, he really wants the, I Steve, if you're listening, you can call in 833-288-0973. We see the videos. You tag Ben. I'm glad it's not me because I'm glad that you are the ambassador, the bunting ambassador for Steve. And
I mean, if your manager calls for a bunt, you want them to be able to lay it down successfully.
Correct. But don't you submit, Steve, that Mike Schilt knows what he's doing and has, I mean, they're the number one offense in baseball right now.
He's not the kind of guy who, at least based on our interactions with him, Mike Schilt, he's not the kind of guy that overlooks fundamentals.
Yeah, I'd say that's a good way to put it.
He's not willy-nilly about such
things. No, in fact, it's something, you know, you think that he preaches quite a bit. Yeah, it's in the other chat. Because it's chatting through Facebook, so that populates to the other chat. He's not in the YouTube chat per se, right? I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah, we get them all aggregated together, so whether you're on
YouTube
or
Twitch, Facebook.
We get to see them all right now.
Yeah.
So he chatted through the Facebook stream, and I just saw that one pop up. So
if they bunt in the World Series to win a game, I will personally make sure you're on a float in the parade.
They're good bunters.
They bunt a lot. Yeah.
They have more sacrifice bunts, I think, than every other team but the Diamondbacks, and they have more bunt hints than any other team in baseball. They're really good bunters.
Yeah. They're really good. So I don't think it's misguided. I know that that's his passion. Bunting is his passion. And teaching music. But as my late father-in-law said, find your passions and explore them fiercely. And he he's like, who's the greatest explorer of all time?
Vasco da Gama.
Okay. He's the da Gama of Bunting, right? So he.
They're all problematic.
Yeah, they are. That's they are.
I was gonna say, I can't think of one
who's like a really,
that I want to ride with.
Coronado. Like, who's a really, we're in San Diego.
Who's a really cool explorer? That's Steve. He is exploring his passions as fiercely as he can, and his passion is bunting and the bunting graded system. It's weird too because I'm teaching or I'm coaching this year, and we're moving up, right? We're no longer in T-ball, machine pitch. Is it weird that I won't teach any of those kids how to bunt? Not one of them. And in fact, there'll probably be severe punishments for any of them that do bunt.
You're taking it to extremes, but yeah.
Not severe per se, but like, what are you doing? You're bunting? You're not bunting. You're seven. You're not bunting. Swing away, man. Yeah, Let's go.
We don't do that.
We don't do that yet. You're fine, man. You're fine. So, if Steve, if you're listening, you want to call in. Listen, I'm going to tell you this, though. I'm going to say this maybe for the last time. We're not playing that for Mike Schilt, all right? I think he would slit our throats. If we said, Schilty, do you have 3 minutes? I want you to listen to something one of our audience members sent in. Here you go. I can't do it. But Ben has his phone number. Ben could text it to him. If Ben was a mensch, he would do it. You would text it to Mike Schilt.
Not going to do that.
That would likely be the last manager's report.
Now, C20 Moreno says it is weird that I'm not going to teach them how to bunt. Why would I teach a 7-year-old how to bunt? The thing is, man, I'm not trying to win baseball games, right? I'm not out there trying to win baseball games. If we win, that'd be great. I love to win. I want to teach that winning is cool and fun. But I want to teach them how to, like, hit and field and run the bases and things like that. I'm not going to teach them how to bunt. They'll learn how to bunt later.
It's good hand-eye coordination.
It is, but you don't need to bunt. You don't need to bunt off a pitching machine, right? That's like that. If somebody bunted against me in Little League, I think I'd be mad. I think I would be mad. I'd be like, "What are you doing? Like, what are you like? You're trying to advance the runner? Like, what are you? You're trying like? It's weird to me. It's weird. I want to teach these guys how to hit." You know, and give them a little confidence up there.
Quickly, it was a good day yesterday, even though the Padres didn't play. They got a lot of help around Major League Baseball. The Brewers rallied to beat the Dodgers 6-4 with 3 in the 8th inning, pulling out a 4-game split, which means Padres and Diamondbacks now just 2 games behind the Dodgers in the NL West. That's as close as the race has been since April 24th. Wow. Dodgers actually have someone breathing down their necks. And I talked to a Dodger fan just a couple days ago. He said, this is good for the Dodgers. They need this.
I think
this has been, this has been the problem the last few years. They've had nothing to play for in July, August, and September.
Ben, you do a great job.
Actually are. I really believed it. They're actually happy about the fact that the Dodgers don't have a 12-game lead at this point in the season. We'll see. See how it works out, but that's where the Dodgers are. The Giants beat the Braves 6-0. Logan Webb with 7 2/3 shutout innings. That means Atlanta now falls 4.5 games behind the Padres and the Diamondbacks. They still hold that third wild card spot because the Mets lost. They had a 5-0 lead and blew it against the Oakland A's at home. Mason Miller dodged a couple of base runners in the end, went more than an inning to get the save, and the A's won 7-6, which means the Mets are now 6.5 games behind the Padres and Diamondbacks. That's the first non-playoff position, is now a full 6.5 games behind where the Padres are right now. So to miss out on the postseason, you'd have to give up 6.5 games in the standings over the last 40. Impossible? No. Not impossible, but very difficult to do, and you'd have to have 2 teams pass you as well. Well, you know, for that to happen, you need both the Braves and the Mets to come back and get you. So the Padres have put themselves in a really good position at this point, and yesterday was very helpful for the San Diego Padres on that front. We need a contestant for Real or Take on Woods.
Yep.
If you want to call in and play against Woods in our musical trivia challenge and try to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas and the Carrie Underwood tickets, call right now, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. While you do that, I just wanted to point out, so everyone in baseball has agendas, whether it's teams, fans, even the media. We have agendas. We want to be entertaining, and we want people to listen to us. Newspaper writers want people to read their columns. TV you know, ESPN wants people to watch. So everyone has an agenda to maybe make things more exciting than they seem sometimes. The one outlet that doesn't really, I mean, they have an agenda, but it doesn't involve eyeballs, is the odds makers. Their only agenda is to try to even the odds on both sides. They want bets, 50% of bets on one side, 50% of bets on the other side, so they know.
Their agenda is not to make money?
And their agenda is then to make money, by trying to make those odds as fair as possible. And the change in the National League Rookie of the Year odds has been dramatic over the last week. 1 month ago, Paul Skenes was minus 5,000 to win the Rookie of the Year. That means you bet $1, you bet $50 to win $1 on Paul Skenes. That is an overwhelming, like you would think, insurmountable favorite. Those odds have almost come down to barely even money, like 2-1 at this point, with Jackson Merrill just under 1-2, plus 160, as almost a co-favorite now to win the National League Rookie of the Year in an enormous shift in the betting markets.
ESPN bet, like their new system that they have, says that in the span of a week, Paul Skenes went from minus 4,000.
1-40.
To minus 225. Jackson Merrill, in that same span of a week, has improved from plus 1,400 to just plus 160.
God, that would have been good odds to get in at plus 1,400,
no kidding,
man.
So there is one better.
Or 2 months ago. Even.
There is one better that they have, who bet a long time ago. He bet $1,000, 10 $100 bets, and he got Skenes at 50-1. This is probably before they even called him up. That would have been, and if he wins, it'll pay out over $50,000.
$5,100 or $51,000.
And it looked like it was just sure thing a month ago. Like, okay, this is a lock. He just sold those wagers out on the prop swap market for $28,000. So took half his money to get out of his bet right now, essentially. Got a little nervous.
I mean, look, he turned $1,000 into $28,000.
That's still good, man. Good smart betting.
Wow.
Now, someone may end up winning it if Paul Skenes does get the Rookie of the Year, and someone may be out $28,000 if Jackson Merrill comes back and takes the award away.
That's pretty amazing.
So pretty crazy, huh?
Yep.
All right, we got some contestants calling in. Let's get to it. It is time to take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
All right, Take on Woods brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Let's go to line three. Is this Art?
Yes, hello.
Art, are you ready to play Take on Woods?
Yeah.
All right, you're our contestant. If you can beat or tie Woods, who has left the studio, he does not get to hear this part of the game, you will qualify for our grand prize drawing at the end of the month. It is a two-night stay at the beautiful Resorts World Las Vegas and two tickets to Carrie Underwood, her residency underway right now at Resorts World Theater. Tickets on sale at access.com. That's AXS.com and RWLasVegas.com. To give you a little advantage, we let you pick the category and keep Woods in the dark. Here is your choices for today. We got Sprechen Sie Deutsch. Those are German / songs, bands, but also popular here in the United States. We've got 24-hour bands. Those are five bands that have a time of day in their name. And our new category is called The End of Life. And it's a two-second song category in which every answer ends in the word life. So we've got Sprechen Sie Deutsch, 24-hour bands, or The End of Life. Art, what would you like to play?
The End of Life.
Ah, The End of Life. The always exciting all 2 second song category. So this is how this one works. No questions, just music today. Pauly has five different songs queued up for you. To score the point, you need to give me the title and the artist of each song to get the full credit for that point. If you don't know one, you can say pass. We'll come back to the music if there's time left in your 60 seconds. Art, you understand?
Yes.
All right. Listen carefully. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, and remember the category, The End of Life. So all these song titles end in the word life. You need to give me the song title and the artist to score the point. All right. Art, you ready to play? Paulie, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Art. Your time begins when Paul plays our first song. Good luck, Art. Let's take on Woods. Next song. Go what? Number three.
In My Life, Beatles.
Correct. Song number four. All right. Song number five.
It's My Life. Backstreet?
No, that's not correct.
What did you just say?
That's right. It's My Life by Bon Jovi. One more time. The second song. We're running out of time. All right. Well, we got two. We got two. I don't know if that's going to be enough, but you got It's My Life there by Bon Jovi. It's Larger Than Life was that last one. By the Backstreet Boys. Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind. In My Life by the Beatles, you got. And Best Day of My Life by the American Authors.
Prediction. Woods is getting the first three.
Yeah.
I don't know about the fourth and definitely not the fifth.
That's what I think, too. All right. Art's score is locked in.
Art. Love it.
Woods, you do not get the category, but I do have to tell you. It's an all 2 second song day.
All right.
So you know how that works?
Yep.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Art.
It's Bon Jovi, but I'll come back to this.
All right, song number two.
Semi-Charmed Live by Third Eye Blind.
Correct. Song number three.
That's all. In My Life by the Beatles.
Correct. Song number four.
Best Day of My Life by American Authors.
That is correct. Song number five.
Life is a Taint by the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, you could have gotten that one. No, go back to song number one.
It's My Life, Bon Jovi.
That is correct. That's 4 out of 5, and that is a 4-2 win for Woodsy today. The End of Life, all these songs ending in the word life. It's Larger Than Life by the Backstreet Boys.
So close.
You were very close. Couldn't even take a guess on that one.
I did take a guess.
You did.
just not a very good one. All right, Woodsy gets the win today. We will put in a new category on Monday.
Sorry,
how you do. Art, thank you for calling. Thank you for playing. Wasn't your day today on Take on Woods. Paulie's got our tea set for Don't Do This, which is coming up next.
Oh, yes. Can't play music and
at the same time.
I know,
yeah.
At the same time.
Sorry.
But the tease is just a simple...
You gotta give him that huck to him. Spit on that thing.
She's back!
She's back!
She's back. She's never
back.
Going away.
That is coming up next with Ben and Woods. We'll be back after a check of Kelly's traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different.
Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Sadly, we have a few shout-out to their families coming up a little bit later this hour.
We have like a trilogy.
We'll hold on to that for the moment as we get to our daily dose of Don't Do This, started today by Stephen Woods.
It's like a three-parter. I mean, obviously, we all know the story of Haley Welch. Yes, we all know who Haley Welch is. She's the...
You gotta give him that huck to instead of that thing.
Since that viral video went down, she's sold trading cards and all kinds of things. And the New York Mets thought it would be a good idea to have her come out and throw out the first pitch, the Hawk Tua girl. And so she did, went out and threw out the first pitch, and they called her. And MLB actually tweeted out.
Hey, Dad, why is she throwing out the first pitch? What is she famous for again, Dad?
Yeah, correct.
You got to give him that Hawk Tua.
Spit on that thing.
She's on the internet, son.
Yeah, she's on the internet.
Hawk Tua, spit on that thing.
So, MLB...
Hawk Tua. I mean, not that every team doesn't have some problematic first pitch thrower out.
So, yeah, I mean
we threw it out for the Padres.
We did it. Dan Cilio threw one out.
It happens. Years ago. It does happen.
One of the worst first pitches of all time, by the way, just for the record. Literally.
It's like 50 Cent, Gary Delabate.
Dan Cilio. Mm-hmm.
That guy.
Yeah. Hawk Tua's pitch was actually pretty good.
Not bad.
But MLB actually tweeted it out. Viral sensation. Haley Welch throws up the first pitch. So that's the first don't do this, right? Mets actually blow... Oh. Mets blow a
cough
huge...
Cough up.
Mets, yes, cough up a huge lead. Okay? Lose the game. From WFAN, Sal Licata. Now, I often think New York media... is very performative. Very performative.
Yeah.
I felt this one. I really felt this one from Sal, who is a Mets fan. Listen to this reaction.
The Yankees have Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. Breaking records. Ruth, Mantle, Gehrig, and the Mets have Grimace and now Hawk Tua. Come on, bro. I can't take it. I cannot take it anymore. It's ridiculous. And then you wonder why fans get so ticked off and upset. It's embarrassing. Is it the biggest deal in the world? No, absolutely. Does it mean anything on the field? No. But that's the problem. The product on the field isn't good enough, and you're coming up with these silly gimmicks that are laughing stock. It's a joke. Hawk Tua.
His co-host.
I think I just want to talk about this the rest of the show.
His co-host was laughing. He was dying. It's embarrassing. Ow! Oh, no, not old.
The freaking Yankees have Aaron Judge, and we've got Grimace
when you're, and Hawk Tua.
When you're a diehard fan, obviously you want your team to win a championship. But the second most important thing you want Just please don't embarrass me as a fan team. Like,
yeah, dude.
Don't do embarrassing things
that
make me sorry that I have associated with you and thrown my lot behind you all these years. Don't embarrass me.
I'd rather have Grimace than the Goose is Loose guys.
Oh, 100. I'd rather have Hawk to a girl than the Let's Go
I mean, the
Goose.
Padres at least didn't have anything to do with the Goose.
No.
Rapper guys.
They didn't tweet
they didn't,
it out.
They didn't
or
invite
anything.
Them out to throw the first pitch no, or tweet it out no. or anything.
And then the third part of this, Tim Healy, who was a Mets beat writer, he writes this yesterday. Mets beat writer for Newsday Sports. The Hawk Tua girl threw out the first pitch at the Mets game for some reason. They introduced her as viral sensation. Then, update. I am not allowed to mention in Newsday who threw out the first pitch for the Mets today. His bosses wouldn't let him talk about it.
Even just, like, saying her actual name?
Anything. He's not just not even allowed to mention who did it. Haley Welch or Hawk Tua or anything else. So
I think she's a lovely young woman.
I do, too. Big fan. Big fan.
Making the most out of her meteoric rise to fame.
She's squeezing it all out, man. Whoa.
All right, so story number two here for Don't Do This. And there are certain fan bases out there that feel like they're better than the rest and that their teams don't commit the same kind of mistakes that other teams do. I would think the Notre Dame fan base, of which Woods is part of, has that attitude, right? Higher standards.
Easy.
It's hard to get into Notre Dame.
It is.
I mean, they throw these things at the program. Like, we have... better behavior, whatever.
Wow,
which is
fired.
Why this story was pretty shocking, that Notre Dame has suspended its men's swimming program for
swimming.
At least 1 year. I'm talking about like one or two guys or the coach. I'm talking about the entire program. Can you imagine if they did the football team? Oh, by the way, we're not playing football this year. No, they're just not going to swim this year. Well, what happened with the swimming program?
Well, I'm devastated, by the way.
According to a person with knowledge of the situation, members of the team had set up a makeshift internal sports book where athletes could wager on their own times posted by themselves or teammates at meet. They essentially just started betting on their own
with their buddies.
Events and meets.
With their buddies, though, right?
Correct. Yes.
Like, all right, so it would be like me saying, me, Ben, and Paulie saying, like, I'm going to beat you today. I'll bet you $50 I'm going to beat you today. All right, let's go.
Pretty much.
Wow, that would never happen at a college, ever. I think that's a very harsh punishment for the Notre Dame swim team. What am I going to do with my Tuesday afternoons now? If I can't watch Notre
Dame
swimming.
Streaming your swim meets
yes!
that you had been doing all this time?
What am I going to do now with that? Well, listen, I guess it's better than stealing a national title in football, but what do I know? Listen, all right, and I will wrap us up with some doo-doo this. Good news.
D-D mega doo-doo.
How about this, guys? How about a combined no-hitter for our beloved San Antonio Missions band?
Yeah. Padres AA affiliate.
Look at that.
Well done.
Ryan Berger, Bradley Rodriguez, and Ryan Aux combined for a no-hitter. Very, very impressive
full
stuff
nine
from
innings.
The guys. Yeah.
Nice.
Berger, I think, got a text about it this morning. And Brian Burgert went 6 2/3, threw really, really well. No hit, obviously. Threw 87 pitches, 65 for strikes, mid-90s fastball, vertical break rising, big-induced vertical break rising fastball. Very, very good. Good stuff from the guys. Bradley throws, he's a 20-year-old, he throws 100 miles an hour. So very, very good stuff for the San Antonio Missions. And there's that gutted farm system that we hear so much about, Ben, for our San Diego Padres. I had heard that we had traded every single player that we had that was of any value. But the guys that were just drafted, they're all playing really well. And then the guys that have been in the system for a year or two, they're playing well also. So the future continues to be bright.
You very rarely will ever see a 9-inning single-pitcher no-hitter in the minor leagues anymore.
I actually think it's probably not something you would ever really want to do.
No, I mean, with the they're so careful with pitch counts now that it simply is unthinkable that you would let a pitcher go 9 innings in the minor leagues at this point. So they're almost all combined no-hitters in the minor leagues when they do happen. And congratulations to the Padres trio of double-A's who got the no-hitter yesterday, and that is Don't and Do Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll come back. As Wood said, we got a trio of shout-out to their families. Kind of a sad day yesterday.
Yeah.
That we'll throw out there and continue some Padres talk. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Just heard it in the tease, but I did want to congratulate our friend Landon Donovan on his new job. Going to be taking over as interim head coach of the San Diego Wave, back on the sidelines, local soccer, after they have made some changes. It's been a tough season for the Wave,
yeah.
And you know, they fired Casey Stoney, and then they had the interim coach, Paul Buckle, but that was always a temporary. And now with the season set to really resume following the Olympics here coming up on August 24th, Landon Donovan's going to be the new coach, at least on an interim basis. Don't know if he wants the job full-time, if this is like a audition, like a tryout potentially for full-time. You know, whether he wants to get, obviously, MLS coaching, I think, was something he aspired to at some point. I don't know if San Diego FC, they're still looking for a head coach. They just hired their sporting director, their GM, this week as well, introducing him. So some local soccer news just out there today. So good luck to Landon Donovan with the Wave.
No, we had three shout-outs to their families that we needed to get to today. So they all came down yesterday, and I wanted to know how familiar either of you were with the first one, Greg Kinn. You ever heard of Greg Kinn?
Greg Kinn. Nope. Have not heard of
the
Greg
song we
Kinn.
Just came back from with was Jeopardy by the Greg Kinn Band. Huge hit in the 80s. Remember that, Jeopardy? Probably play the next of the breakup song. This is the one that you may know. Oh, my God. You never heard this before, Paulie?
I maybe heard it.
Benny?
Would not have.
I've heard this, yeah.
Put a name to the song.
Couple hits. Yeah, four or five hits in the 80s.
And, one of those,
yeah, listen.
Okay, definitely heard that.
So
Greg
cool,
Kinn Band.
The Greg Kinn Band. So okay. He passed away at the age of 75, complications from Alzheimer's, which is just brutal. So that part in the song, he was playing the song for his bandmates, and he just threw that in. And in his mind, he's like, I'm going to write words for that later. Like, that was just a placeholder as he was playing them, like the chords and everything. And they looked at him and they go, dude, that song's a monster. Just like it is. Leave it just like it is. So he left the uh-uh-uh-uhs in there and had a huge hit with that. Then he left the music business, Benny, became a radio personality in San Francisco for many, many years. He was a radio disc jockey at KUFX, classic rock station, from 96 through 2012. He was a horror. Can say that word, a horror story novelist as well. Had a really good career, a really funny guy, a very dry, kind of sardonic guy, really sharp though, like very, very sharp dude. So he passed away at the age of 75 yesterday.
All right, shout out to his family.
Shout out
then.
To Greg Kinn.
Shout out to his family.
All right, we've got two more to get to.
Yeah.
We will take a quick check of traffic and then continue with the shout-outs next. So I've told you guys, I was a huge game show enthusiast in my youth. I watched all of them. Bob Barker on The Price is Right, Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Press Your Luck, Password, the $25,000 Pyramid,
yeah.
And Hollywood Squares, which when really young, the original host of Hollywood Squares was a guy named Peter Marshall. And Peter Marshall passed away yesterday at the age of 98.
98.
So, yeah.
98. What happened?
Long run. It's tragic. I know.
That's
tragic.
That's a hat tip, man. 98.
But yeah. I didn't. I looked it up because I kind of remembered him, and then he was a panelist on the later edition that Tom Bergeron hosted every once in a while. So I remembered his face and remembered his name, but I kind of jumped into a rabbit hole yesterday when Peter Marshall died. And I didn't realize that there is a major sports connection as well to Peter Marshall, because Peter Marshall was just his stage name that he used in Hollywood. Very professional sounding.
Peter, you know, Marshall.
Like Dan Stevens.
Dan Stevens.
Very professional sounding name. But he was actually born Ralph Pierre Lecoq. In 1926, and when he became a host on television and radio, he adopted the name Peter Marshall as the stage name that he used.
Why?
No idea why Ralph Pierre Lecoq was not something that he thought would sell well in Middle America.
Welcome to Hollywood Squares. I'm Ralph Lecoq.
But, and this is where the rabbit hole went down, you might be familiar with first baseman outfielder of the 1970s, Pete Lecoq, who is actually Ralph Pierre Lecoq Jr. He was Peter Marshall's son.
He didn't go by
Pete. No, he just went by Pete Lecoq as the Major League Baseball player for the Cubs and the Royals, who very famously,
Peter, by the way,
hit a grand slam off of Bob Gibson in Bob Gibson's final career appearance. So, shout out to his family, to Peter Marshall, a.k.a. Ralph Pierre Lecoq.
You know what? Mr. Lecoq gets the full intro.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult.
It's true.
So, shout out to his family.
Including the great Pete Lecoq as well. Lecoq. Ralph Lecoq Pierre Lecoq. Ralph Pierre Lecoq.
How did you get that so fast?
I'm very good at what I do.
Just his name.
Peter Lecoq.
Peter. Grandparents. Parents. Real jokes.
I mean, at least they didn't go with Richard, maybe?
Yeah, true. He's a real Richard. God. Well, shout out to his family, for sure. This one made me real, real sad yesterday. Now, you guys know I'm a big 80s hair guy, but this is they were more than a hair band. Now, Paulie, if I said the name Jack Russell of the band Great White, would that mean, well, you too, anything to either of you?
You say Jack Russell, I think of a dog. Yeah, that's all I think of.
Like, very cute.
Yeah. Do you know? Nothing?
High energy dogs.
Nothing from nothing? Great White? Doesn't ring any bells.
There's some sort of like news story.
There's a huge news story
involving
and it's not
that
a, it's not a good one.
Yeah.
But you'd never heard Great White. Paulie, give me a little what do you got? Oh, listen to this. Oh, so they had their own band, they had their own songs. They did a whole album of Led Zeppelin covers. I'm gonna say this. I'm going to stand by it. He's as good as Robert Plant at doing Robert Plant, okay?
Wow.
Listen to this. He's as good.
So this isn't Led Zeppelin.
It is not Led Zeppelin. Bro, there's a whole double album of it. It's unreal. Listen to how good that is.
I just would have assumed this was Led Zeppelin.
Correct. I mean, it's just
they did their own music as well.
Yeah, okay. They did, and I liked it. I liked it. Very bluesy, and their biggest hits probably Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Huge, huge hits in the 80s, but things got so bad for him and them. They played he was on the road, man, playing to 400 people in Warwick, Rhode Island, and they went and played a club in Warwick, Rhode Island.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
And I actually watched the doc. I went on, as I do, went down the rabbit hole last night. There's a documentary about it, and it's got footage of him hours before the show, meeting fans, putting fans on the guest list, getting a tattoo, he's just a very genuine and nice guy, doing interviews and stuff like that. And they get up on stage, and it's during the first song, and they have a little bit of pyrotechnics, you know, a couple of little things that shoot up. And it's been something that had happened at that club a million times. Every band that came in did a little bit of pyro. You know, it was a club, so you couldn't go crazy. But for whatever reason, man, spark hit one of the walls, and the walls had illegal insulation in it, and it went up in flames, and 100 people perished at that nightclub.
That's the story I remember.
And it was so devastating. He lost his guitar player, and he got blamed for many, many years by, you know, people. It wasn't really his fault. I mean, they weren't negligent. They did everything according to plan, and he really took a turn, man, got into drugs and alcohol pretty heavily later on, and I think recovered, but then he passed away from Lewy body dementia yesterday. I was really bummed because, I mean, I think about like eighth grade dancing with girls to Save Your Love. And, like, I loved his voice. I love that band. I love their Led Zeppelin stuff as well. Really good guitar player, really good blues singer. So shout out to your family, Jack Russell.
Shout out to his family.
Such a sad story, dude. Such a sad story. So it's weird, man, when like these are guys I grew. It's weird, like these guys, and then they pass away, and you're like, oh God. You know, it's like they're such a part of my youth. And when they start dropping off, it's just.
Makes you face your own mortality.
It really does. And it's pretty dicey, man. Pretty dicey. But his voice, if you get a moment today and you have Spotify or Apple Music, just go put in Great White Led Zeppelin. Have your mind blown. They do such a great job doing that. So shout out to his family.
Well, that was a sad segment.
Yeah, it was.
But you know what? We still have to live on and move on and plan for the future. And if you want to start planning for the future next spring already, the Padres and Major League Baseball announced their 2025 spring training schedule yesterday. And boy, does it start early. The first spring training game next year for the Padres. Friday, February 21st against the Seattle Mariners. And while they have not yet announced then what then the report dates are for pitchers and catchers and full squad, those will come
January 15th
later, but you've got to figure, well, the full squad needs at least four or five days before they start playing games. So that's probably around the 15th or the 16th, which means pitchers usually get 5 or 6 days before that. So we're talking like February around 10th or 11th probably for the start of spring training when pitchers and catchers report. So by the time, you know, the World Series rolls around, like next season will be right around the corner.
The Super Bowl, which is always, there used to be like a 3 week to a month gap.
Yeah, there's a 2 week gap between the Super Bowl and spring training.
Every year it's gotten shorter and shorter. So the Super Bowl is scheduled to be played February 9th, 2025 in New Orleans.
So likely that day or the next day, probably, pitchers and catchers will now report to spring training.
That's like the greatest thing that ever happened to us ever. I mean, that dead period between the Super Bowl and pitchers and catchers is, well, it's dead. It's a dead period.
Not a lot going on.
Is there reasoning behind this? Now, this is going to be the first year for us in a while where it hasn't been some weird janky start to the season, right? There's no Korea series. We're off the hook.
No lockout.
No lockout.
No COVID.
No COVID.
We hope.
As far as we know. Knock on wood.
Monkeypox.
But yeah, I think that is there a reason for moving it up?
What
so
just
early?
The other than general creep? I think they've tried to add a couple more off days into the season. Remember, like the All-Star break used to be just 3 days. Now it's 4 days for every team, and they've tried to stretch out, I think, a couple more off days throughout the season, which means, of course, either you push back the World Series even further, which is hard to do. It's already getting into November. Or you start a little bit earlier, which is also difficult to do because in late March when the season starts, when's opening day? March 28th or 9th next year, somewhere around there.
7th.
You still can have really bad weather and cold weather on the East Coast and you know, in the North at certain points. So they've kind of they've kind of reached the limits of how early and how late they can now go in Major League Baseball without completely risking, you know, weeks of bad weather. So this is pretty much it. But yeah, they're getting started even earlier. And I think they're right on the edge of where they can now be in spring training.
What do the players feel about that? Right? They're like, ugh, all right.
I would say that when they get the news, they go, it's like they probably go, that's so soon.
But if you get more off days.
Every player I always talk to, once Christmas is over, they're usually ready to go. They're like, okay, let's get back and going.
But they also feel like spring training is
too long.
Is a little bit too long.
Well, it's long for the pitchers to stretch out. And players will always say, yeah, we could show up the last week or two and we'd be fine. But the pitchers need those weeks to ramp up and get back into form. So they really haven't found any better way to do that other than a fairly long month and a half spring training.
Our boss, Michael, says we're going to freeze out there at spring training. Well, I guess it's all dependent on when we go. Number one, but he said we are approved.
We always do
for space.
There's been some really,
well, remember,
really cold days.
I almost
out there.
Died from the heat last year at spring training. Remember, we had no shades, so I like stroked out at the end.
Ben and Woods RV.
Ooh, a mobile studio.
And we park it in the parking lot right there.
And we just do the
show
there.
You know, like Barstool. They do like the Bussin' with the Boys, I think. They do like they go to NFL training camps and they have interviews in the bus, in the van or whatever. Like,
love it. The Ben Bus.
The Ben Bus.
We need a sponsor.
Yes.
Michael.
Some local RV
canopy
outlets,
Airstream.
The RV.
Yeah, I threw up last year.
We'll throw some cameras,
are we living in the RV as well?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, we're not living there. We're just broadcasting.
The Ben and Woods Ben Bus.
Mobile studio.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea. All right, we'll work on it. All right, start your planning now.
All right, second half of Ben and Woods includes more Journey and Def Leppard tickets. We've got, of course, the manager at 9 o'clock and Mike Schild on a Fryer Friday. And coming up next, talk to our friend Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Family Barbecue. Baseball talk on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.